This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The president and several U.S. senators are pushing hard to get Congress to vote for an amnesty plan they call guest worker. The number one reason why this idea is immoral, as I told you yesterday, is that it creates a subordinate class of people who are admitted to our country only to do work that Americans think they are too good to do. France and Germany have already demonstrated the folly of a guest worker economy. They admitted thousands of foreigners to do low-paid jobs, and now both countries have so many foreign residents who do not assimilate, who burden the social welfare system, and who become more disgruntled and dangerous every year. We certainly do not want to make the French and German mistake. Amnesty guest worker is also immoral because it would help to perpetuate Mexico's corrupt government, which keeps a very few people rich and most Mexicans in abject poverty. Mexico is a very rich country with enormous quantities of oil, but the oil is all owned by the government. The wealthy class is glad to get rid of some of Mexico's unemployed. Another reason why amnesty guest worker is immoral is that it rewards lawbreakers. The guest workers would be exempted from punishment for breaking our laws and entering our country illegally and then using fraudulent documents. Employers would be exempted from punishment for hiring the illegals. It's a double offense if they pay the illegal workers in cash in order to evade paying payroll taxes and providing benefits to the workers. The underground economy is very unjust to honest businessmen who pay their taxes. Here's one more reason why amnesty guest worker is immoral. It is grievously unjust to the millions of people who complied with our immigration laws, stood in line, and patiently waited their turn to win legal residence in the United States. All the amnesty guest worker bills should be defeated.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. You know, folks, a funny thing happened the other night. My oldest son and I were watching TV. We were watching HBO. It was a program called Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. Brian Gumbel sucks. I can't stand him. I almost vomit every time he's on the TV screen. But you know what? The show is pretty good. So I don't watch him. I watch the program. Anyway, the show was all about sports, and the segment was all about racism in European soccer. It went on to show how in the countries of Spain and England, the black soccer players were racially taunted whenever they got near the ball. Oh, they made monkey sounds and all kind of other stuff. And then it talked about the growing problem of soccer games becoming the breeding grounds for white supremacy. Now, the recruiters use the games to find like-minded young guys who are angry about the growing number of blacks and foreign-born members on those teams in Europe. Now, before I could get the question out of my mouth, my son, who's been a pretty bright boy his whole life, now in his mid-30s, and a black man like me, who is fully aware of racial injustice and prejudice from a personal experience standpoint, before I could ask him what he thought the cause of this was, he blurts out, "All of this is caused by massive, forced immigration." Well, needless to say, I was proud of the boy. I couldn't believe it. Here he is saying exactly what I'm thinking, and he was right. Instantly, he knew why Europe is having these problems, and he was absolutely right on the money. Now, folks, let me do the disclaimer right quick to you idiots out there that are going to say that I'm condoning this. No. By no means are we saying that white supremacy or prejudice of any kind is excusable at any time. What we are acknowledging is that forcing large numbers of the third world onto a society will cause definite problems. No matter what you think, they will be problems. And if you think I'm wrong, look at present-day Europe and what's going on there in France. And this is all caused by third world members in French society. Now, you idiots out there that like to put words in my mouth, you're going to say, oh, he's saying immigrants are causing all the problems of the world. No, I am not saying that immigrants or members of the third world are all violent troublemakers. That's not the problem. A lot of them are not. A lot of them are. But the problem is the numbers. You listening to me, folks? The numbers. That's the problem. So I ask you, if we know the numbers are a problem, these numbers are non-assimilating, why is Europe allowing this to happen? Why is Europe taking in these massive numbers of legal immigrants? Or a better question than that is, why would America decide to accept massive amounts of immigrants, both legal and illegal, that we cannot educate, medicate, house, feed, or assimilate? Why are we doing this? America in 1990 had 249 million people. That's a lot of people for a country of this size. Today, 15 years later, it's 298 million. 298 million, folks. And by the middle of this century, it is predicted to be about 450 million. Most of that, the vast majority of that driven by immigration, both legal and illegal. 70% or a 190 million increase in people in 60 years is surely not going to make this a better place to live. Now, between 1990 with 249 million and 2006 with 298 million, who out there can say that your community or your surroundings or your lives are better for it? Who can tell me that you are better off because there are mass numbers of people here? Who can tell me that your schools are better off and less crowded, your children are getting better educations? Maybe your wages have kept pace with inflation and the cost of living without third worlders coming in here and butchering your wages, keeping them from getting an increase. Is your water and your air any cleaner than it was before? How about crime in your streets? Yeah, I know. You can't blame all of America's ills on immigration, and I don't. But what I'm telling you is, by crowding people into this country, by stacking them on top of each other, by bringing them in here, in the numbers that they're doing, we will never, ever have an America that we once had before. We can't do it. Folks, our water is running out. They ain't making no new water. They ain't making no new land. We only have a set amount of both. Then guess what's happening to the air? But nobody cares. Nobody seems to matter. They all want to talk about we got to keep immigration because we're a nation of immigrants. I am not blaming the world or America's ills on immigrants. We cannot do that. All of it is not their fault, but some of it is. And if you subtract that big chunk that we can blame on immigration, massive immigration, we would again have a society that looked like America, that our culture, a culture that our ancestors would recognize if they came back. I'm not talking about race or anything else. I'm talking about the American culture. And you notice I use the word massive. If immigration was at traditional levels, America would look like America. Not racially or ethnically, but like America, American culture. Now, you put me in charge and give me carte blanche, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to kick every illegal alien out of this country, and I'm going to put immigration down to about 100,000 people a year, and I'm going to let everybody fight over it, the family reunification, the welfare people, I mean, the people that are coming with the sob stories that they need asylum. Everybody's going to have to fight over that 100,000 people. And you know what? If it don't work out from there, I might cut that down a little bit more. But that's because I want to fix the problem rather than talk about fixing the problem. That's what I would do. But you're not going to get that from these people in office because they want the spice of illegal and legal immigration to flow because of the cheap labor. That's all they care about. And don't give me this PCBS about we're a nation of immigrants. Immigration is out of control in America. And it's time to slow it down from a gallop to a crawl. That's right. The time has come because immigration now is bad for America. I said it. I'm not ashamed of it. Immigration is bad for us now. Too much of anything is bad. Growth is bad. Get a tumor in your ear and see what happens. Get a hemorrhoid that keeps growing. See what happens. And tell me that growth is a good thing. That is what's happening to America right now. We have the tumor of immigration that is increasing too fast, and it is running us into a hole, a third world hole. To say that we are a nation of immigrants and that we must keep the door wide open with an unrestricted flow is just sheer stupidity. We were once a nation of slaves. Remember that? I don't. But I heard about it. My great-grandfather just happened to be one. Yeah, we were a nation of slaves, and that was bad for the United States of America. And we broke that tradition, and we stopped with the slavery. We were once a nation of whalers and buffalo hunters, and we see what happened there. Another bad tradition that, guess what? We broke a little bit too late, but we did break it. I want the best for every person in the world. I want those third worlders to move up to the second world, and I want the second worlders to move up to the first. I want the first worlders to keep what they have. I want everybody to have a good life. I want their kids to have a good education all over the world. I want them to have a good wage and good food to eat, nice houses to live in, and two cars in every garage, and a chicken in every pot, and all that other good stuff. I want that for every pulse on this earth. I just don't want it here. That's what I don't want. And we cannot give it here. If we bring them here, this will cease to be the country that people even want to immigrate to. It will become like the countries that they immigrate from. And you can take that to the bank. This is a Terry Anderson Show on the All American Radio Network.
Today we need a nation of Minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life, and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Many of us in law enforcement have come from military backgrounds. On Friday, November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day. In 1921, an unknown World War I soldier was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Ceremonies occurred earlier in England and France, where an unknown soldier was buried in each nation's highest place of honor. These memorial services all took place on November 11th, the anniversary of the end of World War I. Which was 11 a.m., the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. This day is now known as Veterans Day. On November 11th of each year, we honor the U.S. veterans who fought on our behalf to protect and serve, the highest calling our nation has. I served in the United States Marine Corps before becoming a deputy sheriff, and say to you, Semper Fidelis. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Talk about illegal immigration, and tonight we're talking about runaway legal immigration because it all is a detriment of the United States of America. I want to keep America what it is. I don't want it to slip and slide down to those places they run away from. I want it to be that shining beacon that has always been held up for people around the world to look at as an example so that the rest of the world will know what to do and what not to do. But we must act now to get that together. Let me welcome all those good folks tonight and tell them, don't forget, if you have friends or relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can go to us live at our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Let me welcome all those good folks tonight at WLRM 1380, Memphis, Tennessee, KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona, and the great KDON, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that phone number now. Those who want to call, Agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. In a Friday column in the Washington Post, columnist Marcela Sanchez wrote an article called That Divisive Anti-Immigrant Fence. And by the way, folks, her column is Desde Washington or From Washington. She slams H.R. 4437 and makes every excuse in the world to continue looking the other way. And then she begins the lies, the out-and-out lies. She says, quote, any U.S. citizen found driving an immigrant anywhere, even to a hospital or school, could be arrested as an alien smuggler, end quote. When are they going to figure out that an immigrant and an illegal alien are two different things? And to use the term immigrant in this instance is very disingenuous, but it is misleading, and it's a lie. But they continue to do it. Then she lies and says that recent polls suggest that most Americans are unsure of how to fix illegal immigration and the invasion. She says the House of Representatives action may have killed any immigration reform for 2006. How can that be when H.R. 4437 is immigration reform, lady? Then this broad goes on to show her true colors. She says that the House may be alienating Hispanic electorate, the fastest growing group in the country. See, that's what it was all about in the first place. All the other stuff was all flim-flam and grift. All of it is getting down to the fact that she's Hispanic and she wants to make sure that Hispanics don't get alienated because she wants more of them here so that her power grows. That's what that's about. So in other words, what she's saying is to enforce the laws may alienate Hispanics, to punish illegal aliens for being illegal may alienate Hispanics, and to demand that our sovereign laws be obeyed may alienate Hispanics. I know for a fact that there are Hispanics in this country that want our laws obeyed, but for those who don't, that is a sad, sad commentary that you are a lawless people because people happen to look like you, talk like you, and have the same allegiance to the same foreign country that you do. That is sad. It really is. Those people should be taken out of the country and shipped back to the place that they have the allegiance to. That's what I would do if I was in charge along with the 100,000 legal immigrants that I would allow every year. This is what irritates me about people like Marcela Sanchez. Everything she does is based on race and nothing but race. And I believe this woman sees everything in black, brown, and white. She doesn't see things in red, white, and blue. And that is really a sad, sad thing for an American. This week, Marcela Sanchez, columnist of the Washington Post, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. Let's get right to our guest now, folks. We are privileged to have a man who knows all about the numbers I spoke of before. He gave a presentation I saw when I first got involved in immigration reform. He does it with marbles. It's a long story to explain how, but it's very effective, works very well, and I sat there and watched it three times, and each time I marveled at it. Roy Beck, Roy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, good morning from Washington, D.C.
Oh, sorry about that, buddy. It's still nighttime here, but, yeah, I kept you up tonight. We're going to let you go to sleep in a few minutes.
Well, I tell you, we at Numbers USA are often up past midnight because we're trying to stay ahead of the clowns here in Congress. Listen, we are at a point, American people have the best opportunity that they've had, I'm going to say, certainly since 1996, but there's it's to some extent the best opportunity they've had since 1924 to really get a hold of part of this problem. And so, as you said a while ago, the H.R. 4437 that the House passed in December was almost a miracle.
5 years ago, who would have thought it?
Well, you know? I'll tell you, last summer, who would have thought?
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I mean, I have to hesitate to, or I actually have to hasten to say that I think that the H.R. 4437 tackles nearly all of the major issues that need to be tackled, but it only goes about 70% of the way on most of them.
Yeah, it's a good start.
It's not perfect.
No, it's a good start.
But I tell you, it doesn't have anything bad in it. You know, that's the good thing. And so it moves us forward. And one of the things that's so great is that it eliminates the visa lottery program. That's 50,000 permanent green cards a year that are given away. And if this were, that's the first time that either House of Congress has passed something to eliminate or to reduce legal immigration since 1924.
It's amazing.
So that's That's moving along, and it's all happening because people like your listeners and people like our members at Numbers USA have put so much pressure on these members of Congress.
Roy,
they're starting to feel like they have that.
That's exactly what it is. Tom Tancredo said it recently. It's the pressure from the folks, from the grassroots out here. They are not going to tolerate this any longer. They're putting, you know, I recently had an email from a congressman who I promised I wouldn't give his name, who said he doesn't want to deal with this issue, but guess what? He is forced to deal with it whether he wants to or not, and he's going to do the right thing, and he has to deal with it because his people said deal with it or be out of work. Now that's an indictment on our electorate to tell them, look, do the right thing or we're going to put you out of a job. And for the first time in my lifetime that I can remember, this is the first time we have had politicians actually afraid.
Yep. And one of the things that I was doing an analysis, you know, there were a lot of amendments, a lot of great amendments that passed and a couple of not so great ones that didn't pass, and that was good. And for the first time, and well, I can't remember when this may have happened, we had 37% of the Democrats in the House voted for at least one of the four really, really tough amendments.
That's amazing.
So 37% of them. So a lot of the news stories have talked about Republicans being divided on this. Actually, in the House on this, only 7% of Republicans split from the majority, whereas and split from their leadership, whereas 37% of Democrats split from their from Nancy Pelosi and their open border style. So really,
I don't ever remember that.
The Democrats are much more split on this, and that's very good news for the American people. Because I, you know, the fact is that if you take the best of the Democratic philosophy, which is supposed to be concern for the working classes. And concern for the disadvantaged, then Democrats ought to be standing with us to close down the illegal immigration,
right,
and to reduce legal immigration.
Because that's who it hurts the most, those
but
at the
bottom.
We
haven't had much of that, and of course, there in California, you've got some doozies in the Democratic field. But we think we're making some real advancement there. Now, here's the thing, Terry, is that the battle as of a week ago is now in the Senate. And although the senators won't, most of them won't get back until the end of this month into Washington, Senator Specter, who is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Republican from Pennsylvania, never been good on immigration, but in the past really hasn't been terrible, he has become a total proponent of open borders now. And he is working right now. He's got a plan. He's bringing in various staffs. And they're taking this wonderful House bill, and over the next 3 weeks, their plan, we've got the word from inside, their plan is they will attach some kind of an amnesty for illegal aliens, and they will attach a massive guest worker program for foreign workers to come into this country. So we of course hope that even if the Senate were to pass it, that we can get the House to refuse to accept the changes. But this is a battle royale, and we've got the chance for having the best bill that's passed on immigration since 1924, but we've also got the chance of having the worst bill that's passed since 1965. So the stakes are very, very high, and there's so much to be done. Every bit of political theater, every bit of protest like the one that happened yesterday across the country on the day labor sites, every bit of radio, talk show hosts, letters to the editor, you know, everything that's going on is important. But in the end, it's got to all be building the pressure on the Senate to not blow our future this month.
So what are you telling the folks they should do between now and the end of the month when the senators get back to their offices?
You've got to stay in tune with the people who know what's going on. So that means the people who tune in occasionally to the Terry Anderson Show, they better make sure they tune in every week to keep track. And the same thing is true, you know, I'm sure people have other talk show people to keep track of. The other thing that I tell people is that NumbersUSA.com, this is our number one and almost our sole purpose for being, and that is we run this website, NumbersUSA.com, as a conduit to the American people. We have a six-person staff on Capitol Hill that works on Capitol Hill every single day, finding out what's going on, and then we get the information out. We send the emails out to people and tell them, you know, on a day-to-day basis what's happening, and we give them links and say, here's the message that needs to be heard by this member of Congress. And we have free faxing that happens. You know, you go on, you click on, and you'll see the faxes with messages, choices, with texts, but people can also modify them as they want to. But the point is to get people in a hurry so that they can respond quickly to make the difference day by day. Now, we just about drove Senator Spector crazy last week because we told our people all across the country, start calling his six offices in Pennsylvania. And by the end of the week, people would call and they say, I'm calling about the immigration thing. And they say, are you getting your information from Numbers USA? And I said, well, yes. And they said, well, they're wrong. And they actually knew our email by heart. But in the end, the people would say, well, does Senator Spector, does he favor bringing in a lot of extra foreign workers? And they said, well, yes, he does.
End of story.
So he wasn't backing away. But that's the we at one point last week on one day successfully delivered over 37,000 faxes into Congress in one day.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
So I invite all your listeners that are not on the system is just to sign up, you know, because once you sign up, then you don't have to fill in your return address all the time.
And they can go to numbersusa.com.
www.numbersusa.com. And, you know, that's our job. That's what we do.
And you do it very well, too, Roy. And have been doing it for some time now, and we really appreciate it. We got about 2 minutes. I'm coming up on a hard break here. Roy, let me ask you this. What do you see happening in the next few months? I mean, do you think the Senate is going to do it to us, or do you think we got a good shot?
Well, I think we do have a good shot, but I tell you, it's just like so many things. It could go either way, and I mean, it really is one of those cases where the American people cannot let down. They cannot think, well, I'll fight this battle next summer.
No,
the battle is now. And I realized that, you know, 3-4 months ago, it may be the battle is now again, but I think that we've got a chance to pull a miracle out of the Senate in which they end up passing something that has no amnesty. And it has at least a very modified and maybe a somewhat restrained guest worker program, which then would go into the conference committee to get negotiated. But I mean, that would be pretty good. And then it goes into conference committee. We've got all kinds of friends in the House who will fight to bring it out as a clean enforcement bill. The fight that's going on right now over leadership with DeLay having stepped down in the House.
Well, that's what the folks want. They want that clean bill. They want enforcement. We don't want the guest worker thing.
No, of course not. And are we going to talk a minute about the guest workers?
Roy, we got about 30 seconds. I'm coming up on a hard break here. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. I'm just saying the thing is that you got to, you know, the people who are pushing for the guest workers are people who are pushing for return to the economy of slavery or the economy of child labor.
They are the new slaves. There's no doubt about it.
There's no reason for it. And I was just reading a book in which the people were hurt almost as much as the slaves in the South were the non-slave owning white people. It hurts everybody.
It hurts everybody. Roy,
that's what's happening right here to Americans. Everybody's being hurt by bringing in all of this peasant labor.
Roy, I want to thank you for staying up with us, buddy. I want to thank you for coming on. And for all you do with NumbersUSA.com, we appreciate it. Folks, get involved. You can go there. You can find out how your congressman and senator has been voting. It's all right there for you to see. Roy, we got to go. Thanks for staying up and being with us tonight,
you
buddy.
You.
We're going to keep this fight
keep
going.
Keep up the good work.
All right, Roy. Roy Beck, take care. All right, folks, there it is. Here's the other side of Roy Beck. Here is Mr. Nunez.
Get 10 people ready to go with us to that march in Washington, D.C. in 96. And I guarantee you, just as we mobilized 150 people to the streets of Los Angeles in October 16th, we can mobilize 1 million people and bring Washington, D.C. to a standstill. And those rednecks that are out there making decisions for the betterment of their communities will think twice before they push forward anti-immigrant legislation against our community. And so that we can show our people that the time has come for us to come together on what brings us together instead of to sit down and bump heads. And so I ask everybody here, how many of you agree, if we can leave here with one thing today, that in 1996 we are going to Washington, D.C. on a mass mobilization there to bring Washington to a standstill so that they know that we're there and that we begin to put into place those things that are necessary to ensure that we have...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Ensure you have the best quality auto, homeowners, and life coverage at the best price. I'm Scott Green of Newstalk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Dr. Kathy Fields and I created Proactive Solution because acne is the number one problem we see in our practices. As dermatologists, we treat acne as a physical condition. But what really affected us was seeing the emotional toll acne takes. So maybe you're the one with the breakouts. You shy away from social situations. You avoid being photographed, or you won't leave the house without makeup. So what's preventing you from trying Proactiv? My guess is that you're afraid. You're afraid that it just won't work. Afraid to get your hopes up, only to be disappointed. This time you don't have to worry. We are so confident that Proactiv will work for you that I'm offering you a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Solution.
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution, just call 1-800-420-8705.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And you know what? All of this is real. I want you to get involved with Roy Beck. I'm thinking of Roy Burns, our guy from the Sheriff's Union. Roy Beck's been at this a long time. I've known Roy for many, many, many years. And go to numbersusa.com. Like I said before, you can find out how your representative voted. You can find out how your senator voted. You can get all the information. They rate them A through F minus. And you can know right away who it is. If you don't know who it is, don't feel bad. A lot of people don't know who their representative is. Just go there, put in your zip code, and they'll tell you who your guy is. Then you know who you can curse out once or twice a month. All right, let's get to the phones. Before we do, let's have a word from our sponsor, Jonathan Rose of the Capital Gold Group. Jonathan, here we got a new year, and it is looking like gold is going to go absolutely berserk.
Right. In fact, gold has finished the same way, you know, it started, exactly how it finished in 2005. And that's moving upwards. And this week, what you're probably going to see is gold continue to rise, and that's why it's so important, not just for your listeners, but for everybody that has a portfolio of paper assets. This is the year that you need to diversify into solid gold, which you get to hold on to, not paper stocks, physical gold coins that you get to hold on to. Not only are you going to get the security from gold this year, but everybody's going to see the benefits, the profit, and growth with this metal that's becoming scarcer and scarcer. It's called solid gold, and really we talk about it every week, Terry, but this is the year that we're going to see gold spike from $500 to $700 an ounce.
Wow. That's a spike. That is
absolutely
a spike.
You know, last year I predicted that gold would hit $500 an ounce. And I had other people on the radio that have been interviewing me, bringing me back on just to say that, hey, folks, Jonathan Rose from the Capital Gold Group said gold would reach $500 an ounce, and it has. Well, I'm now making a prediction of this year for $700 an ounce.
And, Jonathan, this is not a crystal ball you looked in. This was just analyzing it and see where it's going and looking at other factors and figuring out that it's inevitable.
Sure. And, I mean, if you look at the big picture on the wall, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out why gold's going up. You know, we have a trade deficit that continues to grow, which is very alarming. We have a U.S. dollar that isn't gaining, it's shrinking. And everybody really is not turning to hold their monetary values in dollars. They're now selling dollars and buying euros with them because that is backed by solid gold. The dollar isn't backed by anything anymore. But you can back up your own dollars by protecting yourself by buying physical gold coins which you get to hold on to. American Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs. And for the start of this year, Terry, for your listeners, we have a 2006 special edition gold guide which they can call this evening and get it absolutely for free. It's a $20 value. Your listeners will get it for free this evening, but they have to call, and that number is 1-800-510-9594. That's 1-800-510-9594. And they can also visit our website at www.safeasgold.com,
folks, and you can give him a call at 1-800-510-9594. We'll give that number out again at the end of the show. Jonathan, thank you so much for coming on tonight. We're gonna watch it closely, and we're gonna see what happens.
Thanks, and keep up the great work, Terry.
All right, you take care.
Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's get right to the folks now. Let's go to Ed calling from Canyon Country. Ed, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, thank you, Terry Anderson, for everything you're doing, and Happy New Year to all your listeners and you guys.
Thank you, sir. You too.
And I just wanted to mention to all of America, everybody, that right now Congress is transferring America's freedom, their powers, and they're putting them over to the World Trade Organization, which we joined in 1994, I believe. And it's going to ultimately be controlled by the corrupt UN. And we have to right now, every American patriot, every man and woman of good human conscience has to write right now and demand that Congress extract us from the WTO, NAFTA, and CAFTA, and kick the United Nations out of our country.
Oh, man, they need to go. They need to go. They need to go build the United Nations in Atlantis. That's where they need to build.
It needs to be disbanded.
Totally. And get us out of it totally. I totally agree. We should have been out of it 40 years ago.
Here is what actually happened. They lied to the American public, and everybody should be aware of this. They said that the UN was going to be made to promote world peace. And what it was is it was made to soon control with totalitarian world government through these fake bull garbage committees that they make up of 10 or 20 rich interlocking businessmen and conglomerates.
It didn't work. The League of Nations didn't work, but the United Nations was worse. Ed, I got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy. You take care. Call me again.
Go to stoptheftaa.org.
Sounds good.
And stop this.
Okay, Ed.
Thank you.
Take care. Let's go to Eric calling from Los Angeles. Eric, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry.
How you doing?
Good. I first want to just say hello to Lupe Marino of LAIR, Latino Americans for Immigration Reform. Second, I want to say that people need to understand that although what the House passed recently was good, if the ultimate bill includes a guest worker program, it's going to negate all of the enforcement measures of what the House passed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's going to be illegal?
Right. That's what I was going to say. If you take an illegal alien and make him a legal alien, all of a sudden, guess what? He's not going to be illegal anymore. But here's what I said before, and I don't know if you heard the night I said this. You know, Eric, if we let these people come here as President Bush wants for 3 years and then another 3 years, that's 6 years, right? Well, in 5 years of that 6 years, they can apply for citizenship if they've been here legally in the country. Well, they're just going to apply for citizenship, they're going to become citizens, and they're never going to have to go home. We're not stupid. And for him to think we're stupid and he can put this by us makes him stupid. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yes.
But it's exactly in the plan. Believe me when I say it is.
People need to contact their congressmen and contact your neighboring congressmen as well, and, of course, your senators.
Well, I am fully aware that the senators need to be called, and Roy Beck stressed that, and I say absolutely, too. But don't forget the pressure on the House, because that bill is going to come back to the House of Representatives. And if it's got the guest worker program that you and I don't want, we've got to have congressmen there that are ready to not vote on it or vote against it to make sure it doesn't pass. So we've got to keep the pressure on both sides of that House. We have
Amen.
To. We've got to do it.
All right, Terry.
All right, Eric. Thanks for the call,
thanks,
buddy. You
bye.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I hope my line's clear tonight.
Well, it's a little better.
All righty. Well, I want to thank the mayor of Costa Mesa, Alan Martin, if I got his name right. He called me back tonight to thank me for his support. He's got one more year to go before he goes for re-election, and he doesn't plan to change any of his program on the illegal aliens in his city of Costa Mesa.
Good for him, though.
So you people in Costa Mesa, you get down there and you support him.
That took a lot of guts, Jerry.
Yes, it did.
It took a lot of guts for him to do that.
And I really appreciate him calling me personally and and thank you for that.
You won't get that too often from a politician.
And secondly, Mike Hale of Alabama, Jefferson County, he is standing up for us too. Great guy. I talked to his people, and he's just great. Now, folks, remember this. First of all, besides 4437, I want to remind the American people that every American, male or female, is the militia, has been since this Constitution was started.
That's right.
Age 46 to 45 or 50. It should be age 40 to age 16 to 116. And we want no amnesty. If we, like you say, when it goes back to the House, in case the Senate doesn't change it, if they don't kill the whole thing, we must have no amnesty. That will kill us. And I'll tell you, for that amnesty, we go for our guns. I hate to say that.
Well,
we're in dire straits.
Obviously, Jerry, I can't advocate that on the air.
I know that,
but I understand how people come to that. I really do.
And what I'm saying is that if we have another amnesty, we're going to have anarchy.
Well, you will.
Because you have those out there that you just played a few minutes ago. What's his name?
Fabian.
Right. These people are serious. They're not kidding. And I want to thank Les. I want to thank Les and Luca for going down and demonstrating yesterday, Saturday.
Jerry, let me just say this about the people out here in this country. You know, you can push Americans so far. And you know, when World War II hit us, we had a lot of people who were isolationists, didn't want to get involved. Once the bombs started falling, they got into it. Well, guess what? We ended up kicking the butts of the whole world almost, and we won. That's what Americans do. And Europe is now telling us that we cannot fix this problem. An article in the London Times said that we cannot ever fix this problem of illegal immigration, and we might as well stop talking about building a fence and everything else with legal immigration. They said we can't stop legal immigration. We're at a crossroads in life where we're just going to have to deal with it. Well, guess what? We're Americans. We're not the rest of the stupid world. We're not Europe. You know, we bailed Europe out two or three times. Jerry, I'm going to let you go because your line's kind of...
I'm coming. I hope to see you on the 10th.
All right. See you in Las Vegas. Take care, Jerry.
What
I was saying, folks, is we're not Europe. Europe sucks. You know, if it wasn't for this country right now, we'd all be eating the whole world would be eating sauerkraut and doing the goose step. You know why they're not? Because Americans went in there and bailed them out in World War I, went back in there and bailed them out in World War II. France should be called America Junior right now. France should be doing everything they can to be nice to us, because without us, they wouldn't even be a country anymore. They would be Germany left or south or whatever they are in proximity. But no, we bailed them out. Now they're telling us that we can't fix this. We can fix anything we want to because we are Americans. We are the strongest country in the world. We have always been that, and we will continue to be that if we continue to be Americans. But we've got to fix this problem now. We can fix it.
All we've got to do is say, look, we've got enough people here, we're not going to bring any more. We've got enough illegal aliens here, we're going to put them out, we're not going to allow any more. But we haven't done that yet. We haven't gotten to the point yet where we want to do it. You know? We's bad, folks. We are some bad folks. And the reason we are is because we're in the right. We're not always perfect. Have we made mistakes in the world? Yeah, we have. And we've done things that we should be ashamed of, like slavery and other things. But we're the only country in the world that fought a war over that. We're the only country in the world that goes around and helps everybody else. When there's an earthquake or a tsunami or whatever else hell comes to the world, who's there first with something? The United States. Who's there with troops? There's American blood all over this world. And you American haters out there, you know what? You make me want to vomit. You talk bad about America, but I want you to check your zip code. You talk bad from here. You wouldn't talk it from anywhere else in the world. Let's go to Janet, calling from San Luis Obispo. Janet, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello. Your opening remarks were absolutely perfect and never stop saying them and repeat them every single time.
Well, Janet, thank you so much.
Now, let's get to Arnold. I thought he was going to be your number one clown. His state of the state, he gets on and he says, we want $225 billion for the next 10 years.
He's going
to
borrow it.
To borrow it.
He's going
to
borrow
it. To make way for, guess what, 10 million more people. And this clown, this number one clown, says nothing about they're mostly immigrants, both legal and illegal.
You know what?
He is being paid off by big money, real estate developers, land speculators,
Janet,
the construction industry. He is number one clown.
Janet, I absolutely agree with you. Herr Schwarzenegger is not one of my favorite people. I don't trust him. I liked his four bills that he had that didn't pass. I liked them. I thought they were a right move for the state. But now what is he doing? He's capitulating. He's moving over to the left and saying, okay, you guys beat me down. Now I'm going to give you everything you want. Let's not worry about why the schools are crowded. Let's just build more schools. Let's not worry about why the freeways are full. Let's just build more freeways. Let's not worry about any of these things, what's causing the problems. It's like a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. That's what it is. And it's never going to heal. It's never going to heal because no matter what he builds, more people are going to come and fill it up.
What
and it's never going to get any better.
So 10 million more people and 10 million. All you're going to do is just add two more LAs.
There you go.
We need that like we need a disease.
I totally agree.
And I have one more thing before I go.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. If we have to raise the money to do Prop, 187 and the Border Patrol Initiative again. But another initiative that would also be good is to raise taxes on all employers who hire a non-citizen.
I agree. I love it. And I would also say let's raise taxes on expatriates from Austria named Schwarzenegger.
How do
you like that? Yeah, let's raise taxes. If he wants taxes raised, how much are you going to come out of your pocket for this whole thing, Herr Gropenfuhrer? You're not going to give up nothing. All he wants to do is go out here and give away the state now. He had a good start going. But now he's blown it. And he says he's a Republican. I don't believe it. Janet, I got to go. Thanks for the call. You're on fire tonight.
You're doing great.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Gil, don't go away. Let's go to Sonny Sardo. Sonny, what do you hear? What do you say?
Everything good, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
Very good. I'm calling in tonight, first of all, to thank you for showing up out of
you got to do what you got to do. And, Sonny, I hear you're walking your precinct this next week.
We are walking a lot of precincts. January 14th in Monrovia at Library Park at 9:30 a.m. Please call 1-888-55-SARDO. We need walkers. David Dreyer can and will be defeated next June 6th. I'm running in the Republican primary. And we can beat David Dreyer.
You know, I bash the Republicans a lot, Sonny, but I do it because I think they're the party that's going to have to save this country, and I want them to be stronger than they've been, and you are a strong Republican. That's the kind of Republican we need. Now, if some Democrat comes along and wants to be strong, I'm all for that, too, but I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah.
And we've got other strong Republicans. We've got Mr. Vasquez. We've got Randy Graff. We've got a lot of people who are traditional Republicans, not the ones that I bash on this show. The ones that are holding to the true Republican ideology of being conservatives. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, regarding David Dreyer, and one of the reasons that he has to be defeated, as recently as December 16th in the L.A. Times, he was quoted as saying, any final bill that emerges from the House and the Senate must include a guest worker program. So regardless of what he says about fences and voting for that H.R. 4437, we all know where his sentiments lie. He is a... He is for amnesty.
He is, and a friend of mine got a letter from him. She's a Republican. She got a letter the other day and said, look, he talks about how we must have secure borders and we must stop illegal immigration. Right, right, and that's what I told her. She says, see, he's not a bad guy. Yes, he is. You notice he's only doing it now because he's feeling the heat from you, Sonny.
Exactly.
That's the only reason.
Keep in mind, this is the same guy that pushes for NAFTA, the WTO,
right.
NAFTA.
He's That's
pushing
right.
for the FTAA. He's pushing for the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. That came out of the Council on Foreign Relations, of which he's a member. He's a very dangerous man, and he must be defeated. The key word of my campaign is sovereignty, the sovereignty of America when it comes to borders, when it comes to trade. I care about America, and that's why I'm running.
Well, Sonny, I've known you for years. You've always been that way, and you're one of the good guys, and we appreciate you. Stay in touch with us. Let us know how your campaign. How can they get in touch with you again?
Have them call 1-888-55-SARDO. The good people listening, we do need you next Saturday. We'll be in Monrovia. I'll give you a coffee and donut and a bologna sandwich, and we'll have some fun. But please be there to help out the WAC precincts. We need you.
All right, Sonny. Thanks a lot, buddy. You take care.
Thank you, and God bless you.
All right, Sonny.
Bye-bye.
Good guy, folks. It was an uphill fight once upon a time, but I think now it is resonating. I think people like Sonny Sardo, Robert Vasquez, Randy Graff, and a few others that I'm going to be mentioning on this show in the next few weeks who are running for Congress and are running. Some are independent, some are Republicans, but they are all anti-illegal immigration, anti-massive immigration. These are people that want to keep America as America, want to continue with the sovereignty that we've experienced and enjoyed for so many hundreds of years, and want to keep the third world out of here, basically. I don't want it here. I don't want to live in a third world. If I did, I would, move to Compton or somewhere. All right, let's go to Gil. Gil, calling from Las Vegas. What do you hear? What do you say?
It's Gil in Las Vegas.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, Gil.
No, it's Joe.
Joe, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the screen here. They got it down wrong. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Okay. I've got a couple nominations for your clown award.
Please.
The Democratic and Republican Party. They're so stupid that in 10 years, they won't be in business. We'll have one party, and it'll be the Mexican-American Party.
Ooh. Okay, Joe. Go ahead. You're cooking.
And... why do our ballots have to be printed in other than English?
You tell me.
To be a citizen of the United States, you're supposed to have a working knowledge of English.
And to vote, you have to be a citizen.
Right. So why does it have to be in another language when they're not citizens?
That's called pandering. That's what that is, because people feel more comfortable voting in the other language. Well, if you're not going to vote, see, if it was me, if I was running things again, here's what I would do. I'd make voting from 12 midnight to 6 o'clock in the morning, and only those who really wanted to vote would get out of bed and go down there and do it. No more absentee, none of that stuff. I would make it really, really hard, and I would check. I would do like they do in Mexico. I'd dip your whole hand in some ink to make sure you don't vote twice. You'd have to have some kind of card to display that you were a voter of that district. I would have a barcode and everything else on it. I would follow Mexico's example, because they're perfect when it comes to voting. But no, we don't do that. We've got it where anybody who wants to can vote, and it's really, really ridiculous.
Well, yeah. When you talk about voting, the Democrats, and I was born and raised a Democrat. We didn't have a Republican in my precinct in Chicago. It was Daley's ward. And they talk about Florida, the tabs, the Republicans stealing this election. Why don't they bring up Illinois? There's 50,000 to 60,000 voting votes every year.
Every year.
And they're Democrats, so they don't bring it up.
Joe, there's a lot of them right here in California, and you're going to have them right there in Nevada also. You know why? Because nobody's checking. And it is PC to not check now, to make people can vote. Now we got motor voter. You know, anybody can register to vote. All you got to do is have a car or a driver's license, and you can register to vote. This is outrageous. But you know what? We're going to fix it. We're going to fix it.
I've got a solution for the border. We put a judge on the border. And when they catch somebody coming across, they don't put them on a bus and send them back. They fingerprint them, they photograph them, put them before the judge, And we built a tent city. Have Arpaio come here and show us
how to do it in the desert.
He
knows how.
Put them in there for a year. When they get released, we tell them if we catch them again, you're going to be here 5 years. They're not going to be back the next day then.
I've said that. 1 year the first time, 5 years the second time, 10 years the third time. I guarantee you there would be very, very few five-year sentences and no 10-year sentences because nobody wants to sit in a jail for a year and not do anything but sit there and work and eat, you know, the green bologna sandwiches and wearing the pink drawers and everything else. Nobody wants to do that. What they want to do is be free. And that's why they come here, because they have no freedom where they're living in some of these third-world countries. But you know what, Joe? We're gonna figure it out. I just hope we don't figure it out too late. A lot of us have. I'm going to be in your neck of the woods this coming Tuesday.
I was going to ask you, when are you going to be here?
I'm going to be there Tuesday the 10th at Cashman Field there for the Mark Edwards meeting on Tuesday night, 6 p.m. I will be there.
Oh, why don't you make it Thursday or Friday? Or my day's off.
Can't do it. That's the night of his meeting. But anybody in Las Vegas that wants to join us, we'll be there to meet and greet at 6 o'clock at Cashman. And then I will be giving my speech at 7 o'clock. I want to meet everybody, shake everybody's hands. I will have the Terry Anderson Show calendars with me for anybody who wants one. And we're gonna meet everybody there. And I've also found out there's going to be quite a few black folks there that are going to show up, because Mark has taken out some advertisement on a black radio station there and try to get some interest. I get a lot of emails from black folks in Las Vegas and also here in L.A., San Diego area. And the reason I mention that, and Joe, thanks for the call. You called me again.
Okay.
And the reason I mention that, folks, is because we want to get everybody involved. This is not just a right-wing thing. I want you Hispanic Americans. I want the black folks, you Asian Americans. I want everybody to come out. I want the old folks, the young folks, everybody. And it's not just about this meeting I'm going to be at. It's about getting involved for America. That's what it is. Everybody. Everybody's got to do their part. Not a whole lot. I'm not asking you to give up your life. I'm going to watch the playoffs. I watched them today. I'm going to watch the playoffs next week. I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. I enjoy that. But I also do this. And we have room for both. A lot of people say, well, we shouldn't be watching TV. We should be doing this, making... No. You got to have some enjoyment in your life. You got to have something that makes you feel good. I'm going to do that. I have hobbies. I have other things, but I'm also going to do this, and I'm asking you to give just a little time to do it also. Don't forget to give a phone call to our buddy Jonathan Rose at 1-800-510-9594. That's the Capital Gold Group. You can visit the website safeasgold.com. And don't forget our buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue and Camelback in Phoenix, Arizona. He's taking a lot of heat there for his stance on illegal immigration, folks. He sells very good Buicks and other cars. You can get your oil changed, something. Go down there and see him if you are in town. If you live there, need a car, need service, or something else, he's the type of person that we should support. Don't forget this week with the Swings, two great columns, Buy a Gun and Taxes, Ordinances, Laws, Culturally Insensitive Relics. Good stuff. You can read that at our website. I want to thank Mike Reed, my engineer deluxe, for doing the show tonight, and Mel Haffenfeld for taking your calls. I want to thank him. He came in tonight and replaced our producer, Les Blinkhorn. I want to remind you, folks, we do need help to stay on the air. We have the Terry Anderson Show calendar. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Those of you in Las Vegas, I will see you Tuesday night at Cashman Field, Tuesday the 10th of January at 6 p.m. Don't forget those three websites we talk about all the time, folks, the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the updated information on the illegal alien invasion, go to the place I go before I brush my teeth in the morning, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance.
As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.